Hey, yo, what's going on? It's your boy CJ Mello. We are back with another episode of DC Teams en masse. This week might be an extra long one. Might have to put it into a two-parter, if you know what I'm saying. We're going to talk about the Marvel family. Now, you might be thinking, wait, you just said this is a DC Comics. Yeah, if y'all don't know, Shazam used to be called Captain Marvel before Captain Marvel, people. Yes, y'all did not know that. Shazam was called Captain Marvel before Captain Marvel ever showed up. But I think they didn't want to, you know, confuse people. They're like, you know what? Let's change it up. We'll just call him Shazam because that's what he says. You know, telling he is still Captain Marvel. You know what I'm saying? But we don't call him that. We just call him Shazam because that's what he says. Shazam is the god that gave him his power. So when he says Shazam, he's calling the god to give him powers. But that's what we're going to talk about. I'm seeing that there's probably different iterations of the Marvel family in the sense of there's a black Marvel family, like Black Adam. So I might make this like a two-parter with like the original Marvel / Shazam family. And then I might do the Black Adam Marvel family. However, I don't know how to describe that team. But you know what? Let's get to it. The Marvel family, also known as the Shazam family, Shazamly, are a group of superheroes who originally appeared in books published by Fawcett Comics and were later acquired by DC Comics. Created in 1942 by writer Otto Binder and artist Mark Swayze, the team was created as an extension of Fawcett's Captain Marvel franchise, including Marvel's sister Mary Marvel and their friend Captain Marvel Jr., and at various times a number of other characters. Because Marvel Comics trademarked their own Captain Marvel comic book during the interim between the demise of Fawcett Comics, Captain Marvel Comics in 1953, and DC's revival in 1972, DC Comics is today unable to promote and market Captain Marvel under that name. So, since 1972, DC has instead used the trademark Shazam for their comic book titles with the Marvel family characters, and the name under which they market and promote the characters. When referring to the Marvel family on the comic book covers or various merchandise, they are, by this legal necessity, called the Shazam family. So, in 2012, DC officially changed Captain Marvel's name to Shazam, making Shazam family the name of the superhero's associates. In current continuity, the Shazam family comprises the superpowered alter egos of Billy Batson, which is a teenage alter ego of Shazam, formerly Captain Marvel, like I just said, his foster siblings, Mary Broomfield, formerly Mary Marvel, Freddie Friedman, formerly Captain Marvel Jr., Darla Dudley, Pedro Peña, and Eugene Choi. The Shazam family make their cinematic debut in the DC Universe film Shazam, released in 2019 by Lumineon Cinemas, Warner Bros., The Return for Love, Fury of the Gods, Shazam. The publication history. Like I said, the Marvel family was established in 1942 after the introductions of Captain Marvel's partners, the Lieutenant Marvels, in Wiz Comics number 21, September 1941. Captain Marvel Jr., which came in Wiz Comics number 25 in December of 1941, and Mary Marvel, which came in Captain Marvel Adventures number 18 in December of 1942, almost a whole year later. With Jr. and Mary's additions to his adventures, Captain Marvel became the first superhero to have a team of sidekicks who share his power, ability, and appearance. A concept later adapted for heroes such as Superman, Aquaman, and others. The members of the Marvel family appear both separately and together in many of Fawcett Comics book series, including Wiz Comics, Wild Comics, Master Comics, Captain Marvel Adventures, Captain Marvel Jr., Mary Marvel, and the Marvel family. By the late 40s, 1940s, Marvel family comics were among the most popular in the industry, and the Marvel family had expanded to include both non-superhero superpowered characters like Uncle Marvel and Freckles Marvel, and even talking animals, Hoppy the Marvel Bunny. But by 1953, all these books had ceased publication due to the Superman publisher DC Comics lawsuit against Fawcett, because basically they assumed it was the same thing, essentially. But almost 20 years later, in 1972, DC licensed the rights to the Marvel family characters, because DC bought them off, essentially, bought Captain Marvel, and began publishing them in a comic series titled Shazam. Fawcett sold the rights to DC to the characters in 1980, by which time Shazam had been canceled, and the Marvels had been relegated to the backup feature of World's Finest Comics and later Adventure Comics. DC retconned Captain Marvel in 1986 with their Legends miniseries, establishing him as a solo hero without a team. Writer-artist Jerry Ordway resurrected the Marvel family in 1995 with his Power of Shazam series, establishing the team as being made up solely of Captain Marvel, Mary Marvel, and Captain Marvel Jr., following several attempts at relaunching the Shazam franchise during the mid-2000s. The Marvel family was temporarily dissolved by writers Jeff Johns and Jerry Ordway in Justice Society of America, number 25, volume 3. Or volume 3, number 25. With only Captain Marvel Jr., known as Shazam, retaining his powers, but from another source, in interim, Captain Marvel and Mary Marvel continue to appear in Billy Batson and the Magic of Shazam, an all-ages comic book series published under DC's youth-oriented Johnny DC line, which ran from 2008 to 2010. Captain Marvel Jr. joined the pair towards the end of the run of Magic of Shazam, following a brief period serving as the sidekick of the Marvel's enemy under the name Black Adam Jr. Oh, wait, what? Shazam family was reintroduced during DC Comics' continuity-altering Flashpoint miniseries in 2011, as six kids who all spoke Shazam in unison to become one superhero. Captain Thunder. In the later company-wide New 52 reboot that followed Flashpoint, the Captain Marvel character was renamed Shazam and started in a backup segment of the Justice League series, second volume, from 2012 to 2013. These backups by writer Jeff Johns and artist Gary Frank introduced Billy Batson Shazam and his new Shazam family, consisting of Billy and his five foster siblings, with whom he shared his powers. In 2022, DC published a Fastmount edition of Marvel Family Comics number 1 as a tie-in with the release of the film Black Adam. Interesting. The modern day Shazam family on the variant cover of Shazam Volume 3 number 13 in September of 2020. We are primary members of Billy Batson, Captain Marvel slash Shazam, the world's mightiest mortal. Captain Marvel is a superpowered alter ego of Billy Batson, an orphan boy who speaks the name of the wizard Shazam to become an adult superhero. Billy has the powers of Solomon, which is wisdom, strength of Hercules, stamina of Atlas, power of Zeus, courage of Achilles, and speed of Mercury, and served as the Wizard Shazam's champion and herald. If you spell it out, it spells Shazam. In the Golden Age and Bronze Age comics, Billy chose to share his powers with his sister Mary and his friend Freddie Freeman, creating the Marvel family. Outside the Marvel family, Captain Marvel served briefly as a member of both Justice League International and Justice League Society, or Justice Society of America. After the 2052 reboot of Shazam characters by Jeff and Gary Frank, Billy Batson is a troubled foster child who has inherited the name, powers, and seat of the Council of Magic of the Wizard Shazam. Becoming a hero inspired to initially brash and standoffish, Billy to evolve into a noble hero and leader who embraces his new foster family. As Shazam, Billy has powers and a red uniform appearance similar to the tradition. No version of Captain Marvel, with the added ability to wield magic via the living lightning that powers him. For a time, Shazam was infected by the Batman Who Laughs with Joker Venom and became King Shazam, while Billy became Robin. Ah, did not know that. That is. So that's really Billy Batson as Robin that whole time? Oh, shoot. Okay. All right. Mary Brumfield, Mary Marvel. And so this was Shazam's stories. Mary is Billy's one lost twin sister Mary Batson. She is technically the oldest of the pair, adopted as Mary Brumfield, who found she could say the magic word Shazam and become Marvel as well. The Golden Age Mary Marvel remained a teenager in superhero form, while the modern version is transformed into adult-like her brother. The Golden Age Mary Marvel had a different set of patrons from Captain Marvel who contributed to her powers. There were from Selene, she had grace, strength for Hippolyte, skill from Aridine, swiftness from Zephyrus, beauty from Aurora, and wisdom from Minerva. I liked how they changed the Shazam on that. That's actually really cool. During the 07-08 limited series Countdown to Final Crisis and Final Crisis, Mary Marvel lost her powers and regained the powers of Marvel family foe Black Adam. She temporarily became a villain working for Darkseid and possessed the new god, Desaad. by the new God Decide. In current DC Comics continuity from 2012 on, Mary Bromfield is Billy Batson's foster sister, having run away from an abusive home at a young age and being placed in a Vasquez home. The oldest of the Shazam kids, Mary acts as the den mother and conscience of the group. She shares Billy's secret, and by saying Shazam, she can gain a superpowered form similar to the traditional Mary Marvel in a red uniform. So see, they all look the same, basically. Freddie Freeman, Captain Marvel Jr. In both the Golden Age and 1990s version of the Marvel family, Billy's friend and classmate, Freddie Freeman, was attacked and left disabled by the supervillain, Captain Nazi, and was given the power to become a Marvel to save his life. Whenever he spoke Captain Marvel's name, Freddie becomes a teenage version of Captain Marvel. This created the odd problem that he could not identify himself without changing back to his regular form. During the mid-1990s, the Freddy character went by the alias CM3, short for Captain Marvel 3. CM1 being Billy and CM2 being Mary, so that he could identify himself without transforming. He was a member of the Teen Titans during the late 1990s and later the Outsiders in the early 2000s. In 2006 from 2008, Trials of Shazam miniseries featured Freddy gaining the power of Captain Marvel as Shazam, while Billy took over for the dead wizard Shazam as Mar-Vell. Or Marvel, I should say, not Marvel. But in current DC Comics continuity from 2012 on, Freddie Freeman, now a blonde teenager instead of a traditional black-haired youth, though still technically physically disabled, you know, technically I still consider him black-haired, but whatever, is Billy Batson's foster brother, a smart-mouthed pickpocket trickster whose parents are in prison. He shares Billy's secret, and by saying Shazam, can gain a form similar to an adult version of the traditional Captain Marvel Jr., but in a blue uniform. Eugene Choi is Billy Batson's foster brother, an intelligent, bookish teenager about his age of Asian descent with love of technology and video games. Eugene's bookishness is offset by a competitive, impulsive nature that causes trouble for him and the others at times. Introduced in the Flashpoint miniseries, Eugene can share Billy's powers by saying Shazam and become an adult Shazam-powered version of himself in a silver and gray uniform. In addition to the standard Shazam power set, Eugene has additional power of Technopathy, which allows him to talk to and control machines and technology. Sick. Della Dudley. Della Dudley is Billy Batson's foster sister, an exuberant African-American preteen who was abandoned by her parents and adopted by Billy's foster parents, the Vasquezes. Despite her hardships growing up, Della is very openly affectionate and loving towards her foster family, embracing anyone she meets. Introducing Flashpoint miniseries as well, as a teenager the same age as the other kids, Della can share Billy's powers by also saying Shazam. She wears a purple uniform. Her speed abilities are amplified, making her faster than the others. She's also unable to keep secrets, which proved rather difficult to overcome at times. Now you have Pedro Peña. He's Billy Batson's foster brother, an overweight teenager of Mexican descent who was around Billy's age. Introducing also the Flashpoint miniseries, Pedro can share Billy's powers by saying Shazam, becoming an adult-sized Shazam-powered version of himself in a green uniform. Pedro's adult form, resembling a tall, bearded powerlifter, is a stark contrast to his personal insecurity and shyness. While the comics have yet to make any such distinction in the 2019 live-action feature, Shazam implies that Pedro is gay or asexual, and later confirmed to be gay by Shazam Fury of the Gods screenwriter Henry Gayden. In superhero form, Pedro has extra amounts of super strength compared to the rest of the Shazam family, gaining the strength of Hercules. Essentially, each one has a letter from the team. Past members, the Lieutenant Marvels, are three other boys named Billy Batson, nicknamed Tall Billy, Fat Billy, Hillbilly. Hillbilly, okay, that's fun. That got me. The last because he was from the Appalachian Mountains. They differentiated themselves from real Billy, who learned that because they were also known Billy Batson, they could draw the power of Shazam. They vowed to only use their powers if asked by Captain Marvel, and only if all three were to say the magic word, Shazam, in unison. They did not appear in Marvel Family stories between Crisis on Infinite Earths in 1985 and Flashpoint in 2011, except for a scene in The Trials of Shazam number 2 in 2006, where they briefly appeared only to lose their powers. Following DC's 2011 New 52 reboot, Lieutenant Marvels appeared as a non-superpowered, new superpowered allies of the Marvel Family in the 2015 one-shot comic, The Marvelicity Thunderworld, where they, Mr. Tawny and Uncle Marvel help defeat the Monster Society of Evil, while Captain Marvel is fighting Dr. Sivana for control of the Rock of Eternity. Now we got CeCe Batson and Marilyn Batson. Clarence Charles Batson, named after Captain Marvel co-writer Charles Clarence Beck, is the biological father of Billy Batson. Oh, snap. We're about to get deep. Billy's biological parents have been alluded to in a handful of Shazam stories published prior to 1990 under different names. In the 1994 graphic novel, The Power of Shazam by Jerry Ordway, introduces CeCe and his wife, Billy's mother, Marilyn, and how their deaths in the post-crisis continuity at the hands of Theo Atom, alter ego Black Adam, led to Billy gaining his powers. Much emphasis is made of Captain Marvel, Shazam's almost identical appearance to the deceased CeCe Batson. In a story arc from the subsequent Power of Shazam ongoing series, issues 24 through 27 in 1997, Dr. Savannah sneaks into the time stream outside the Rock of Eternity and alters the timeline so that Theo Atom never kills the Batsons. Instead, Marilyn and CeCe themselves become the heirs to Shazam's power as the Captain Marvels. While Billy and Mary remain typical under-middle-class teenagers, CeCe himself is employed by the Wizard Shazam and Wave Rider to correct the time stream by stopping Savannah from making his changes. In the DC Rebirth continuity, CeCe Batson is still alive, resembling an older Shazam, Captain Marvel Shazam, with graying hair. As a younger man, CeCe had abandoned Marilyn and Billy when Billy was a toddler and became a grifter. After spending a decade in prison, CeCe returns to Philly to find Billy at the Vasquez's foster home. When he was attacked by Black Adam and the Seven Deadly Sins, Billy shares his Shazam powers with his father, making him the prophesied seventh and final member of the Shazam family. In superhero form, CeCe wears a yellow-gold costume with red trim, an inverse of the colors of Billy's costume, almost like Flash and Reverse Flash kind of thing. However, it is revealed that CeCe Batson had been possessed by Mr. Mind since his prison release, who intended to use the Shazam's power in a plot to unite the seven magic lands under his rule. Using the spell, Shazam shrinks himself down small enough to enter his father's ear canal and battle the worm directly. Following Mind's defeat, CeCe loses his powers and is freed from Mind's control, but reveals that he has no intentions of actually reuniting with his son. Damn! That is dirty. He's like, yo, I wasn't trying to be with you. Basically, I don't need you. I don't want to be with you. That's basically how I understand that. We got some other members of the Marvel family that appear in other worlds and or other times. We got Cap Marv, Bill Bat, the champion of Shaz. In the 30th century, a descendant of Billy Batson, Bill Bat met his ancestor in 2943, via time travel, who helped him unlock his full powers. Hoppy the Marvel Bunny, spin-off character, generally confined to his own series, the pink talking rabbit version of Captain Marvel, periodically assists the human Marvels in their adventures. Hoppy is empowered by Bunny Wizard, and his abilities are the wisdom of Salamander, the strength of Hogules, the stamina of Antlers, the power of Zebras, the courage of Abalone, and the speed of Monk-Uri. Okay. Shazambot, built by the Marvel family, the Shazam robot drove nitroglycerin across dangerous terrain for the Norton Nitro Company. The Shazammobile, while not a living creature, the Shazammobile was built by Captain Marvel that ran on his mystic power. He used it to race Mr. Atom when he was converted into the automobile in Shazam number 33 in February of 1978. Wiz and Thunder. Wiz, the son of King Marvel and Queen Marvel, Freddie Freeman and Mary Batson Freeman, respectively, on Earth 22. Thunder, the star of the Power of Shazam annual 1996. Thunder is the superpower alter ego of a young girl from the planet Bindurian circa 9000 AD. Named CeCe Beck, or Beck for short, an aged Captain Marvel serves as the girl's mentor, the way Shazam served as his mentor. Whenever Beck speaks the words Captain Marvel, she is transformed into Thunder, an adult superheroine. After being lost in the time stream, Thunder briefly teamed up with the Legion of Superheroes in the 30th century. If you want to hear about Legion of Superheroes, go back to the last episode I just did. The name CeCe Beck and Bindurian are tributes to the Marvel family creator CeCe Beck and Otto Binder. Tannis, a teenage male Marvel who appeared in the Power Shazam number 1 million in November 1998, part of the DC 1 million event. After his mother is killed, Tannis, a disabled resident of Mercury in the 853rd century, meets the aged Captain Marvel in the Rock of Eternity. Marvel grants this boy superpowers to save his life, as he had done for Freddie Freeman years ago. Sahar Shazin, In a possible future in Justice League Generations Lost, Sahar Shazin is the champion of Shazam. Bizarro Captain Marvel, observed briefly in Superman 80-page giant in 2011, number one. Bizarro Captain Marvel is a bizarre version of, obviously, Captain Marvel. On Hutray, he was pictured with the Bizarro of Justice League. Mazas, wielder of Dark Lightning, Alexander Luthor was Mazas of Earth 3. Okay. Queen Marvel. In the Injustice League universe, Regina Taylor gained the power of Shazam as Queen Marvel. And then Wonder Woman. Following the events of the Lazarus Planet, Mary Marvel gave her connection to Shazam to Wonder Woman. Oh, and I have that. Oh, I have that number one. Oh, I still haven't read that either, which is stupid. I have that comic. Literally, like, I would say 2 feet away from me, probably like a foot and a half from me. In other types of media, in Lego DC Shazam, Magic and Monsters, members of the Justice League were briefly given the powers of Shazam. These included Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern, and Jessica Cruz. DC's Nation Farm League featured a version of Captain Marvel as Shazam. And then when teenager Dexter Douglas exclaims, "Freak out!" Oh, that's where they got it from? I remember, yo, I grew up with Freakazoid, bro. That show was awesome. That show would not survive today's culture at all. People are too wah about stuff. But anyways, when teenager Dexter Douglas exclaims, "Freak out!" he transformed into Freakazoid. The character's girlfriend, Steph, was teased as becoming Freakazette in the Freakazoid and Friends song. Freakazoid appeared in the Teen Titans Go episode. I didn't remember that. I do remember. I wanted to be like, "Freak out," but no, he did. I remember. For Filmation Shazam and the Secrets of Isis, Billy Batson was accompanied by a mentor who offered him guidance. Captain Marvel's benefactors in the Elders, Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, and Mercury, Billy communicated with the pair through the Eternity phone. Okay. That was a lot. That's like a lot. I might have to make, this might be a three-parter. Because then we have also the Black Marvel family members, which will be essentially a little bit shorter. Or maybe I should just connect it with this one. Yeah, because I'm not trying to have this more than 30 minutes. And then we also have Marvel family allies, which is a quick, well, I can't say quick, because there's a lot of allies here. I mean, I could just like, and then you got the Marvel family enemies. Yeah, no, we'll probably make this into a tour. I'll make this a tour. I feel like the Black Marvel stuff should be kind of quick. All right, so let's just keep going here. Black Marvel family members. The Black Marvel family, a variant of the Marvel family concept with Captain Marvel's arch villain, Black Adam, as a central focus, was introduced in the pages of the weekly DC comic book 52. Black Adam, so we're going to get his primary members. Black Adam, an older Egyptian renegade protege of the wizard Shazam, who was the first to be granted superpowers by the wizard. Adam eventually grew to abuse his power and became a tyrant. Shazam returned to punish Adam with either exile into deep space, which was in the original Fawcett comics, or death, which is what happened in the modern DC comics. He returns to Earth, or life, as Shazam appoints Captain Marvel his new successor, and was soon established as Captain Marvel's most powerful foe and physical abilities. Later DC continuity, Black Adam was initially known as Mighty Adam and was empowered by Shu for stamina, speed by Horus, strength by Amun, wisdom by Zahuti, power by Aton, and courage by Mehen. He joined the Society of America, claiming to have reformed, later turning on the Just Society by using some of its younger associates to help him overthrow the government of his home country, the mythical Kandak. Adam was one of the main characters in DC's 52 weekly maxi series, which followed his attempts to establish himself as a hero, which led him to create a Marvel family of his own, which included his superpowered wife Isis and his own Captain Marvel Jr., Osiris. In the current New 52 continuity, which obviously is not current, Black Adam was a former Kandaki slave in ancient times, which is how the movie portrayed it, was granted the power of Shazam along with his young nephew, whom he kills for not sharing his taste for vengeance against their enemies. Adam kills the members of Earth's Council of Wizards, save for the save for the Wizard Shazam, who imprisoned him and hid the magic until Adam was freed by Dr. Sivana in modern times. Isis, the superheroine, was originally created for live-action television to star in Filmation's The Secrets of Isis TV show, a sister series for Filmation's adaptation of, this has an exclamation point. Isis teamed up with Captain Marvel on occasion in both TV and comics, briefly starred in a licensed DC comic book in the late 1970s. In 2006, DC Comics created a new unrelated Isis and introduced her to the DC Universe. This Isis is the alter ego of Adriana Tomaz, originally a slave from Egypt, offered to Black Adam by the tourist group Inner Gang as a token to curry his favor. Although Adam dealt harshly with the slavers and kills one of them, Adriana becomes Adam's love interest and made him a more merciful figure, but was granted a special amulet that allowed her to become the avatar of the Egyptian goddess. Adam married Isis, but her death at the hands of the four horsemen of Apocalypse drove him into a fit of mass murder. At the end of Black Adam, the Dark Age miniseries in 07, Isis was resurrected by Felix Faust. However, the ordeal of her death and many months spent as a brainwashed slave, routinely abused by Faust, left her much colder and ruthless than before, and got even less merciful than her husband. In the New 52 continuity, Adriana Tomas is a peaceful freedom fighter who helps her brother Amon resurrect Black Adam after his defeat at the hands of superhero Shazam, which in a way, okay, that makes sense because they have her in the movie as like a very nice person. Okay, I like that. The teenage Osiris is Amon Tomas, Adriana's long-lost brother who was kidnapped, enslaved, and crippled by Inner Gang. Adam shared his powers with Amon, allowing him to transform into the superpowered Osiris by saying the name Black Adam. Osiris was murdered by his trusted companion Sobek, the talking crocodile, revealed to be Famine of the Four Horsemen. During the 2009-2010 crossover event Blackest Night, Osiris was resurrected alongside other heroes as a member of the Black Lantern Corps and was later resurrected as a White Lantern for the purpose of releasing Isis, for which he joins the New Titans. In New 52 continuity, Amon Tomas is a rebellious freedom fighter who helps resurrect Black Adam after his defeat in the hands of superhero Shazam. Okay. Sobek is an intelligent humanoid crocodile created and abandoned by the Savannah family, who befriends Black Marvel family during the 52 Maxi series after escaping from his cage. At the Savannah compound, despite his monstrous appearance, the character is portrayed as a timid, meek, and good-natured, making him the Black Marvel family's analog to Talkie Tawny. Sobek reveals a more horrifying side in New 52 Week 43, when he convinced a distraught Osiris to change into his mortal form, then suddenly killed him and devoured him. Sobek was revealed in Week 44 to be the Fourth Horseman Famine. He appeared to have been killed by Black Adam both in self-defense and revenge, but reappears in the New 52 Aftermath, the Four Horsemen miniseries, reincarnated as a humanoid hyena with cybernetic parts. That's sick. In the 09-10 crossover Blackest Night, Sobek's original body was resurrected as a member of the Black Lantern Corps. Now, what's our bolt now? Malik Adam White is the modern-day descendant of Black Adam, who initially suggested he take White Adam as his superhero name. I feel like if he did that, so many people would have a fit about that, trust me. A medical student based in New York City, he inherited Black Adam's ability to summon the lightning and assume the powers of Shazam. Taking a white variation of the Black Adam costume, he debuted in Black Adam number 1 in 2022. All of the members we also have is Captain Black Bunny, predating Black Adam. Captain Black Bunny is a nemesis of Hoppy the Marvel Bunny. Black Alice, able to tap into the power of magical beings, Black Alice tapped into an unknown member of the Marvel family appearing in a costume similar to Black Adam. So essentially everybody's going to be called Black something here. Black Mary, Black Billy. But Black Mary, after losing her powers in the wake of Infinite Crisis, Mary Batson, slash Stormfell, loses her powers from Shazam and gained new ones from Black Adam, actually taking the name Black Mary. During the events of Final Crisis, she became possessed by the new god, Desaad. Black Billy, when Black Mary reemerged to align with Black Adam and Isis, she forced Billy Batson into joining the Black Marvel family by threatening the life of Stargirl. During this period, he became known as Black Billy. And then we also have a mysterious figure, which was introduced in Just Society of America number 25 in May of 2009. A mysterious figure appears in the Rock of Ages finality, where Black Adam and Isis are in prison, claiming them as his new champions. Huh, interesting. In the Multiversity Thunderworld Adventures number 1 of February 2015. Dr. Savannah of Earth 5 found a way to replicate the Marvel family's powers and shared it with his children. Georgia, Magnificus, and Savannah Jr. were able to assume Shazam's power by saying, Savannah. Savannah also applied his discovery to himself as a black-clad black Savannah. The Dr. Savannah of Earth, now it says S, I think it means 5, had previously devised a way to steal the power of Shazam for himself and become Captain Savannah. We got Teth Shazam, which is also known as Captain Nightmare also known as Captain and Nightmare Captain. Teth Shazam is created from Mary Marvel's nightmares while trapped in a nightmare realm of her brother Billy, who transformed into a black-clad, remorseless killer. Other versions are on Earth 52, Henry Bendix transformed 17-year-old Peter Moran into the superpower giant. However, his incompetence and temper saw him become a liability and inevitability to the superhuman called Hilibestrad. In a parallel universe, the Power Posse, in quotes, is an evil version of the Super Buddies. Among its members were versions of Mary Marvel and Captain Marvel, known as Mistress Mary and simply Billy, respectively. Freddie Freeman initially emerged as Black Adam Jr. in the series Billy Batson and the Magic of Shazam, before becoming Captain Marvel Jr. himself. Now, for the Injustice vs. Masters of the Universe comic, Skeletor corrupted the powers of Shazam to assume a form reminiscent of Black Adam. Did not know that. That's interesting. And a little bit of other media. We have Anubis, which is introduced in DC League of Super Pets. Anubis is Black Adam's superpowered dog, which is actually very creepy looking. And we got Harut, which in the film Black Adam, Teth Adam's son, Harut, was the original chosen champion of Shazam. All right, so like I said, we got a quick description of who Black Marvel family was, / the Black Adam family. And we got a I would say a relatively decent description of who the Marvel / Shazam family is, also known as Shazamly. So we got, I feel like that's kind of cool. I didn't know some of these things about the Marvel / Shazam family. I knew about, Marvel having their Captain Marvel and DC having their originally Captain Marvel. Like I read earlier, you had to, when the Fawcett comic shut it down, or DC says he got offended because he says it was Superman. Captain Marvel / Shazam essentially is Superman. You know what I'm saying? They just changed it a little bit. DC was like, nah, you can't do that, bro. You can't be like that. So they had to shut it down. And obviously when they brought it back, well, then officially there was a Captain Marvel and they couldn't come back with the same name. So it was like, all right, we'll just call the comic Shazam for now. And then obviously in the, early 2000s or something like that, mid 2000s, they officially named him Shazam. To me, growing up, I always knew him as Shazam. I never knew him as Captain Marvel. So when I learned about that, I'm like, wait, what? Wait, I'm confused. There's two Captain Marvels and all that? Yeah, so it was confusing. But this is actually going to be part one of two, because this, if I keep going, it's going to take another half an hour, if not maybe longer. But next will be part two of Tessie will be, I feel, about the Marvel family, Marvel / Shazam family ties. Now during the we got some Golden Age stuff, some Bronze Age, then we got some like Crisis on Infinite Earths, which was like from 1986 to 2011, and obviously after Flashpoint, then we got some enemies. So we got a lot of stuff just for this section alone, man. Recurring villains, super moves, friends, team of villains. So this was gonna be a good one actually. Our first two parter. So I hope you all come back. Y'all know what it is. Hit that like button. Hit that share button. I'm trying to get to 1,000 plays, y'all. Come on. Give me that love. I'm on 1,000 plays, people. Let's try to get 1,000 plays before Christmas. If not before Christmas, before the new year. Let's try to get that before my birthday. Yes, January 1st, my birthday. Hit it up. You know what it is. I also want to, if we can hit 1,000, I want to do a giveaway. So I should say that at the beginning of the whole thing, but. I want to do a giveaway. I'm not sure what it is yet. I've still been trying to figure that out. Christmas time, money's tight. But, just for everybody that's showing me love, that have been showing me love. But, y'all know, like I said, share, subscribe, like, tell your friends about the podcast if you enjoy what you hear.
know what I'm saying? Check out WENERGY/MERCLANGAMING. We're a group, we're a team, we're a family. When everything's climbing up, I'm saying everybody's getting that grind up, hit that level up so we can all just succeed together. So, like we always do at the end of this, always and forever, one love, peace.